Here's what you need to know with Bianca Stone from 7 News.
Oh, they're suggesting that Queensland might breathe easier, Bianca.
Oh, we could get rid of the face nappies, those horrible pesky masks that we've all had to carry around and have with us indoors and, you know, have in our handbags and fill up our cars with them. Well, they could be. Well, I don't think it'll be a thing of the past, but they'll perhaps be gone from today pending any outbreak. So we're likely to hit 80% single dose vaccination figures today. We are teetering on that at the moment. Latest data shows we're at 79.6% first dose, which just happens to be the worst in the country as well. But we may hit 80% if that happens. The Premier says she will get rid of the mask mandate for now, but might not be eased for long, depending on where COVID comes to and where COVID hits. But look, you know, good news, because I don't know about you guys, but I'm sick of having one of those things over my face.
Oh, of course, most people are. But there's those people who'll get anxiety at revealing their face. There'll still be people wearing them full time, won't there? What, do you reckon 10% of the population will keep wearing them all the time?
Yeah, I reckon plenty of people will. I think people will feel more comfortable, but it's interesting the difference. If you go to a shopping centre in Brisbane, almost everyone wears a mask. And I think that's because we have had outbreaks here. You go to one on the Gold Coast, almost no one wears a mask, even though the mask mandate is still in force.
Story in the paper today, they're talking about Gladstone. They're talking about two girlfriends. They're, you know, probably in their mid-30s, whatever, roller skating. One's vaxxed, one isn't. And they're talking about they don't even know what COVID is in Gladstone. Like, Gladstone's only a 3.5, 4-hour drive. And they could not give a stuff. They're saying they're so busy during COVID because all the grey nomads won't go home and the locals. That's who's not getting vaccinated. Why am I getting punished for getting vaccinated 3 months ago? Can you explain why this is all happening? Why can't we get benefit here? We're all vaccinated.
Yeah, well, they want the whole state to be vaccinated because they know once
who gives us stuff? Well, the whole of Australia is vaccinated.
Just about. It's getting that way. But, you know, our health system is already under plenty of pressure, you know, speaking with an AMBO anonymously. They are struggling to keep up.
We're doing it to protect an over 80-year-old. So, yes, we are eliminating people.
Yeah, I think you'll find that's going to happen more and more. And that's what we're, you know, talking about vaccine mandates in workplaces and things like that.
But, Marta, you said yesterday to Bianca, if I'm vaccinated, why should I worry about the unvaccinated? Because if I'm vaccinated, then I'm more protected. So your likelihoodness of getting COVID.
Not my decision.
And your exposure to it. No. I'm just asking,
Margo,
though.
It's not my decision.
Like, I don't understand the divide between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. It's the same with the flu shot. There's plenty of people walking around that aren't vaccinated for the flu.
This is an 80-year-old making the decision, going, I don't want unvaccinated people in my house.
Do you think that vaccination
Look at the mortality rate. Yeah. We've had 7 people die in Queensland.
Yeah, but that's because we haven't had the virus in. Really had an outbreak.
The beast, or the beast, as they call it. We're going around in circles. The good thing is, no masks. Thanks, Bianca.
Thanks, guys. Bye.